Hi, I'm Lucian Wishick, and today I want to talk about doing fast graphics in my Win10 UWP applications. I'm going to do it using the Win2D library. This is a wrapper around Direct2D to give you the power of fast graphics, and it's really beautiful to use from VB, C Sharp, and C++. File, new project. Visual Basic, Windows Universal Blank App. And the very first thing to do is add a NuGet reference to Win2D. So that's References node, right click, Manage NuGet Packages, search for Win2D, and install it. If I look at the list of installed NuGet packages, you'll also see another important package is installed called system.numerics.vectors. We'll be using that a lot for our graphics programming. Now, to get started, I'm going to go to the main page and stick in a Win2D canvas control. I need to have a using declaration, microsoft.graphics.canvas.ui.saml. And then instead of the grid that we normally get here, let's stick it in a canvas control. And I'm going to set clear color to black. That's what it's going to use for its background color. Now, just as a point in time thing, if you're using VS 2015 RC, then the XAML designer is unable to show you what canvas control looks like. That's a shame, but we can live with it. Now, what's the simplest hello world picture you can do with graphics? What I'm going to do is a line. It's going to have two endpoints and they're just going to bounce around the screen. So let's set that up. The two endpoints. I'm going to be using this system.numerics.vector type that I told you about and the velocities. The reason I'm using system.numerics.vector is twofold. First, the Win2D library is built on top of it. And secondly, the vector type and the matrix type from this library are accelerated. They use SIMD instructions. That basically means they run faster. Well, that means we have to set things up. Overrides on navigated to, and let's set each point's velocity up. Velocity of I equals new vector 2 with, let's put in a speed factor, dim speed as single equals 10. One thing you'll note is that working with Win2D, it really likes to work in singles rather than doubles. And the vector 2 type is also based on singles rather than doubles. So that's why I put speed as a single. I'm also going to have a random number generator. We can have next integer, next bytes, or next double. Now here we see the first of our impedance mismatches, because so much of the .NET framework works in doubles, but for graphics we want to work with singles. So there are going to be a bunch of casts around the place. I'm hitting Control Dot to bring up the light bulb, which has the quick fix to insert a cast. Okay, that's part of the logic. The next stage is the drawing routine. So let's bring up the properties pane. Look at its events, and I'm going to override the draw method. Let's just delete some of this namespace qualification. Again, I hit Control Dot, import the namespace. Now I'm going to do a trick. What I'm going to do right at the end of drawing it is I'm going to do canvas1.invalidate. What that does is causes draw to be invoked at 60 frames a second. 60 times a second, this draw method is going to be invoked. And what it has to do is update the position of each coordinate. So pos of I plus equals vel of I. Once I've done that, I can draw it. args.drawingSession.drawLine. Gosh, 12 overloads of this method. Let's get a start. Pos of 1 for the two endpoints and brush color. I'll use a color. Colors. Once again, control dot to bring up the light bulb to import this. Colors.Azure. I still have to make it bounce off the edges. So if pos of I dot then fail of I dot x. Oh, blast. Once again, missing cast is striking me. I'm getting fed up with all of these missing casts. The problem is that random.nextDouble is not serving my needs well. So I'm going to do something different about it. I'm going to write a helper method, function rund, which takes a min as double and max as double, but it returns a single. Static dim r as new random. I don't know if you've used the static dim feature in Visual Basic, but what it does is it creates this variable, and the variable persists over multiple invocations of this method. So the first time you invoke rund, it's going to construct a new object, but the second time you invoke rund, it's just going to reuse the existing one. And the static dim feature in Visual Basic is thread safe as well, so we're in good hands. I'm going to put one more helper method, I think. Using that, I can go back and simplify everywhere that I've been doing this. Okay, that's a lot better. And this one, because if it hit the right-hand wall, it has to bounce left. Likewise, if pos of I dot x blow naught, and exactly the same for the y component. I noticed it was all being lowercase. What I'm going to do is hit Control R, Control R. That enters me into rename refactor mode, and I'll rename it uppercase, just because that will look nicer. If I run it, there we have it. The minimal hello world of drawing programs, a line bouncing around the screen. Actually, I want to tweak this a little bit. Let's factor this out into an update method. Right-click, quick actions, extract method, and I'll call it update. Okay, the next level, the hello there world of graphics programming, is to do something with bitmaps. So I'm going to have a ball at the end of each part of this line so they can bounce around the screen. Let's have two bitmaps as canvas bitmap. Canvas bitmap, control dot, import the thing. Canvas bitmap is the basic bitmap type for Win2D library. Now, I can't initialize it in unnavigated 2. I'll tell you why in a moment, but let's put it where we have to hit in the properties page. Create resources. This is where I'm going to allocate my bitmaps. Actually, I need to have some bitmaps in my project in the first place. Two balls, ball one and ball two. I'm going to load the two bitmaps. Canvas bitmap dot. The method I'm going to have to use is load async, but that's an async method, so I'm going to need the await keyword on it. And I'm going to need to mark the method as an async sub. Load async, the first parameter is just the canvas control, and the second parameter is the file name. And I'm going to use a trick. A new feature in VS 2015 called string interpolation. I use dollar quotes, and this is basically like doing string.format, but it lets me put an expression straight into the string. So that's a really handy way of doing it. Well, since I'm initializing the bitmaps, I might as well get rid of my unnavigated 2 and initialize the velocities at the same time. Now, canvas.create create resources is a really interesting method. The reason is that when you're writing fast, direct 2D accelerated graphics, you have to cope with some edge cases where the graphics acceleration might be lost. The cases where that might happen are a bit odd. Maybe you plug in a different monitor or something else fancy. But what it means basically is that any bitmaps that we loaded into the graphics card's memory will also be flushed, and they'll have to be loaded again. And that's what the canvascontrol.createResources event is for, because it can be invoked anytime on demand when it's needed to reload the graphics. By the way, that means it's important that create resources has to be idempotent. Idempotent means that it might be called any time at the whim of the Win2D system, and my application has to be resilient against it being called on demand. Now I can do some fancy drawing, I guess. Let's say args.drawingSession.drawImage. Gosh, this one has 19 separate overloads. Let's try this one. Let's see how this works. Huh, there was an exception. Value does not fall within the expected range. What's that? BMP array? The bitmaps have not yet been loaded at the time my draw event has called. Whenever I see bitmaps that haven't been initialized, my first thought is to look for async voids, in other words, async subs. And I've got one right here. Now, this is subtle. What's happening is that Win2D expects my bitmaps and all of my canvas resources to be fully loaded at the time this method returns to its caller. But the way async works is that the first await in my method, it returns to its caller. So that means that the bitmaps have not been loaded by the time Win2D expects them to have been loaded. And Win2D has an interesting way of dealing with this called args.trackAsyncAction. What this does is it's basically a way of having an asynchronous action, and Win2D will wait until an asynchronous work has been finished. So let's wrap it up inside a task. I can do the work inside this asynchronous function, loadTask.AsyncAction. And now my method is not asynchronous anymore, and that's exactly as it should be, because Win2D likes it finishing quickly, and it does finish quickly, but it tells Win2D explicitly to keep going until this asynchronous task is finished. If I run it now, well, we have the bitmaps working, but they're a bit huge. I think I needed to pick a different overload of the draw bitmap method. They were also not centered properly. So let's work on drawing them properly. How am I going to draw it? And how am I going to center it properly? Well, first things first, let's get the center of the bitmap. And I'm going to create a matrix transform to do scaling and centering. Don't create scale. And I'll shrink them a bit based on the center. And then I'm going to shift it over, again, based on that center. And now I'm going to use a fancier overload. Let's run it to check that it works. Yes, it does. I want to do one more tweak. I'm going to make these balls rotate. Rotation, again, is going to be done through a matrix. Again, I'm going to use singles for it. In the update method, I can update the rotation. And then I'm going to factor in a rotation, and that should work. Yep, they're bouncing around happily. If I resize the window, I expect they'll stay within the new bounds. Resizing is interesting, because the next stage in my UWP development is to check that my application works correctly on mobile. So I'm going to run it on the emulator. It's mostly right, apart from this white bar at the top. Now, I happen to know that this is due to a bug in the current build of the mobile emulator. What it should really be doing is having white text on a black background because the phone's set to use the dark theme at the moment. But actually, since this is a graphics application, I'm going to be a little bit more slick. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the full screen but have the status bar superimposed on top of it. Inside unlaunched, application view dot set desired bounds mode of use core window. I'm going to run it so you can see what that does. What it does, it says, hey, when laying out the XAML and when calculating actual width and actual height and figuring out what 0 comma 0 is, treat that as the entire screen, even though you overlay the status bar text on top of it. And that's why we see the ball bouncing all the way to the top of the screen. I think that makes sense in a graphics application because the phone is already a pretty small screen. And there we have it, Hello World graphics version. This is pretty exciting. I'm going to show you two other Win2D applications that I wrote. One of my projects was Circles. I'm going to run it on the local machine. By the way, I use ARM when I'm running on my physical device plugged in by USB, and I use x86 when running on the emulator or the local machine. This is a fractal set of circles zooming in and spinning. The full source code for this is on my blog. It's doing pretty much exactly what we saw before, except instead of doing draw line, it's calling draw ellipse and fill ellipse. There's one other application I want to show you, which is explosions. I'll set this one as my startup project. I'll set it to run on the local machine. And there we have some explosions. This looks pretty fancy, but in fact, all it's doing is drawing a bunch of bitmaps, about 20 bitmaps, expanding out from the central point and overlaying each other with additive composition mode. Let me show you a tweak in this one. Inside the XAML of it, it has the clear color set to black. If I delete that clear color and run it again, then you'll see the actual bitmaps being rotated and drawn onto the screen. There we have it. You can see how it's made up of 20 bitmaps all being scaled and rotated. What's exciting, by the way, is that even to draw about 40 bitmaps with rotation and alpha blending on my ultra budget Lumia 635 phone, very low power phone, it can still draw them all in about 10 milliseconds. So that means that I can get pretty decent, fast, good-looking graphics on it. And there we have it, circles and explosions and the Hello World line drawing program. The source code for them is all available on my blog. Thank you very much. Goodbye.